stoplight.
Dude, so please go inside. The wind is unbearable.
Okay, sorry. I'm walking home right now.
Okay.
Freaking whack. You're back in blackness.
Walk up into what's... the kitchen, fix some oh, wait, drink, back in blackness. Grandmama mixing it some different time my eyes blinking, she start to be cosmic tricking when I go to sleep awake. R. Kelly launching a pissing old vixen, tried kissing since I was about six. And when I say to get away, this hoe just won't listen. Tom Cruise on a mission impossible for my panties. Granny's wishes be unstoppable and uncanny, unsanitary. I be smelling from here. No telling if she took a single shower this year. She got clams out here. Told me it's chowder for dinner, this dirty south, and it had me douse a house and get tenant.
What I was saying was, before the thing died, is that if you are motivated, if the what pushed you to becoming something, to adopting a thing, an outlook, was convenience or a meme, the moment somebody like proves your religion is a soy wojack, you're gone. You're back to being a nihilist. That's the problem. That's the problem with Tom. The moment, you know, you lose some kind of battle, then you're back to being a nihilist. You're a monkey, which is not good. And that's why I have a preference for the Catholic Church, because it's particularly unpopular among a lot of people right now. And I like that. I like, it makes me think it's probably the most correct one.
Yep.
Because it's full of pedophiles and gays and liberals, which means it's really not.
They really want to infiltrate it. That's what it means. They really want to destroy it badly. All right, let me send both of our verses in chat.
Hot sauce.
This is like the strangest thing of all time. Walk up into the kitchen, fixing myself a drink and catch a peek of grandmama. Mixing in something different. Anytime my eyes blink, she start to be cosmic tricking when I go to sleep awake. Pissing old vixen trying about six. And when I say to get away, this hoe just won't listen. Tom Cruise on a mission impossible for my panties. Granny's wishes be unstoppable and uncanny, unsanitary. I be smelling from here. No telling if she took a single shower this year. She got clams out here. Told me it's chowder for dinner, this dirty south, and it had me douse a house and get tenant. And I still better not be considered a sinner if I kill her now, begin to disembowel her in it. She had a. And then the chorus will play here. Also, I gotta do the. Gotta extend the bars for your verse. But it's fine for now.
Okay. I'm gonna listen to my part now. When I learned how to walk, grandma told me go back to crawling. Your glutes look better on all fours, darling. Ever since knew I could not get caught slipping, I've got for a second my balls should start gripping. War child, MLB pitchers couldn't throw these. All I would need now is a bad home run, please. Old skis wanna get to third base. Won't stop tripping, get drop kicked on a staircase. It's the worst when I'm trying to have a shower. Stinking old dog trying to sneak a peek in my trousers. Didn't the doctor tell you it's penis inspection day? I'll give you the kind of loving that turned your granddaddy gay. Listen up, hoe bag, this wiener is off limits. Try anything funny, I'll spin kick you to giblets. She tried to grope, so I ended a trifle. Had a shooter in the dome with an elephant rifle. Had her. It's really funny.
Yeah.
I like the way mine ends.
Mm-hmm.
Shooter in the dome with an elephant rifle. All
right, Gab, you gotta record the chorus as as best you can. Best you can manage. Right. And I'll try to niggle it.
I was telling Lotus how the two things that became associated with, like, became inseparable from the
from excommunication became genetics and Judaism. If you have any strong, or if you have any sort of mildly unpopular belief about one of those two things, you're put in the group of people whose only options left are repenting and becoming an anti-gun weed advocate, or becoming a full-on radical who's going to do violence. No one believes you're going to stay that way peacefully. No one believes, yeah, that guy just doesn't like Jews. Everybody presumes, oh yeah, if you don't like Jews, you probably want to kill them all right now. And you're going to do it eventually. Shoot up a synagogue, etc. Same thing with Pizzagate. Oh, you believe in Pizzagate, so you're going to go shoot a pizza place?
Honestly, if I really believed in it, I would. And I do really. But if you really believe something, you act it out. So that's actually a probably correct assumption.
Although it wouldn't be a pizza place.
Well, in some regards, it'd be a pizza place, but not, you know, Gigolini's down the street. Gigolini's pizza. Frickin' black. Haha.
Oh, my back! Why is my back hurting?
It wouldn't be a pizza place. It would be, unless that pizza place was called Bill Gates' house.
Yeah, in some regards, it is a pizza place, you know.
Yeah.
So do it then. Swim's challenging you.
What's the BPM of this?
Of MF Doom. I can't believe you died on Halloween. It sucks.
You died.
Why did I die there?
Yeah, every once in a while I sort of actually think, clear my mind, people actually believe the same thing we do.
A lot, but they're just really quiet about it.
No. I doubt that. I really doubt that.
I've met so many very recently.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the exact same stuff. They're probably in the same ballpark, for sure. They're a lot. They're like a sizable portion.
Always gets effed up, man. This is
exact,
like
go through the possible. Ideas, Doc. How many people can relate? Those are the first six pages.
I know some crazier.
Okay.
Nice.
People who believe that the state
okay. Could
not exist and Frick. Could not exist in an ethical way. And then you find people who believe that there are frozen skeletons of giants in Antarctica, in the upside down pyramid.
How many people like look at, combine the two lenses of like ANCAP Papa stuff with Catholic, like, when you create a state, it's actually like satanic summoning ritual. How many people believe that?
Yeah. Every single politician, to an extent, is to the extent that they work as a politician and do politics, they are priests for Satan, and they all meet up in Antarctica to worship the offspring of demons with human women from, I don't know, like 15,000 years ago.
How many people believe that? What
are you
saying? That's what we believe. Literally believe.
What about literally. Like a mayor? A mayor?
Yes.
To the extent that he is a politician and not a normal guy, yeah. Priest.
I've been a mayor, and like he's like my boyfriend's girlfriend's not my boyfriend's. I don't have a boyfriend.
What are you talking about? Yeah, I've been a mayor with my boyfriend.
Yeah, it's like my cock thing.
My brother's girlfriend's dad.
My husband's wife.
My dad was a mayor.
My husband's wife.
I'm tired, okay? I didn't sleep last night. This requires lots of patience.
No. I don't understand. Ontologically speaking, the class of entities called politicians, to be a politician is to be a priest for Satan. You're creating rules that were not that
you're creating rules. That's the first problem. You can't create rules. They exist and you apply them.
If you're enforcing a rule by God, you're not a politician. But if you're creating a rule to be enforced, or enforcing a rule that was not created by God, then you're a missionary of Satan. Because you're doing this against people's will and you're playing God. But what necessarily,
What if they have rules that follow God's rules?
Oh, you said that. If they derive directly from the rules of God, then you're not working as a politician. Because to be a politician is to necessarily to be the manager of a political project that whose aim is to make that into what you idealize. So you're playing God. You want it to be the way you want it to be. So you have control.
What if like someone like Soph was a politician?
I'd be committing an extreme wrongdoing, because you don't have to become a politician for God's law to be followed, because a lot of it is just free will. Like the stuff you have to enforce is if someone's going around killing people, then yeah, you have to stop them. They're violating other people's free will and property.
If I became the president, or Sophia became president, or you became president, if we became politicians, we would have to go to confession a lot. And but it's not that, I'm not saying like the job politician is the same thing as the conception of what a politician is. The job you can be a politician and pass no laws, burn on your salary, but then you're not a real politician. That's like me calling myself a video editor and I don't edit videos. I'm just nominally I'm a video editor, but I'm not actually exercising that thing. If I was a politician and I just enforce God's rules, I would be dead. They would kill me. They would shoot me in the head.
They're actually their reptile.
Dude, they have pictures. They would deep fake me having sex with a transgender person in like a day, because I would say we probably should go back to the gold standard, and then a second later there'll be a deep fake of me having gay sex.
That's so. Well, I doubt that's even an exaggeration. Really, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, the next second, and they would kill my mother too. They'll kill my dad. They'll kill me. They'll kill my children and my wife. Because that's how it happens. Because then you're not a politician. To be a politician, that's why everybody hated Trump, because he wasn't a politician. He became president without being a politician. That is an affront to their religion of Satan.
Right. He's getting the position without doing the rituals that are involved.
Yeah. He's
then, you know, he's got get the enough power walnut of a president sauce.
Nominally, but he isn't under the blackmail trap of like, you have video of us having sex with kids. We don't have video of you doing it. So you're a threat to the order.
My question is why you didn't just kill them all, or, you know, drop some of the tapes. I feel like it makes him complicit. I really don't like that.
To an extent, he's a normal guy. I think to an extent, he's a normal guy. That's why he didn't.
Why didn't they just kill him then? Like, why did they let it even happen?
Well, why don't they kill Christians yet?
Yeah, but this is one person. It's not a billion.
Yeah, but that's one person that ripples out a lot. It's too much for them to bear. If they can be antagonistic towards Christianity, no problem. If they actually went as far as to persecute Christians, the lashback would be, it's too unsafe to do that as of yet. Eventually, it gets to a point where, yeah, we can kill the president and get away with it. It's no problem. It's not at that point yet. They have to have a really good excuse, like a really good blackmail plan that works out for them. It cannot destabilize their long plan, basically. And if they did that to Trump, it probably would. If they killed Trump, it probably would destabilize a lot of things. And that's not good for them. If Trump like had some crazy illness, they probably would have done it and blamed it on the illness. Probably would have hired like a billion doctors to poison him and then pretend it didn't happen. But Trump was too much in a safe position to, in order to be, you know, swapped out for whacked out aviators cosplay. Doesn't the Catholic Church tell us to follow our governments? It says that, first off, that's said in the Catechism, and the Catechism is not infallible. But secondly, the part of the Catechism that says that says, with insofar as the government is moral.
Pro tip, it isn't. Pro tip, you know exactly. It isn't. You know they're raping children and force and keeping you from leaving your house. Answered your own question.
You just got to bring it down to the base level, which is people trying to force me to do a thing I don't want to do. And if I don't do it and resist their punishment, I'll die. They'll kill me. That going on from there, everything is wrong. There's no way they can get away with that.
I slowly tweak the force a bit. Yeah. Get it fine.
Yeah, if Sophia was a politician, she'd just burn her entire salary, take a dump on the desk, and then...
Yeah, if I were a politician, I'd just destroy all of it.
That's how you do it. Then you're not a politician.
Yeah, because you're the opposite of a politician. Idol. Politician isn't for people. Politician is for the perpetuation of the government. Has nothing to do with the good of the people. That's why they do what they do. So if you're a politician who rolls it back, you're not a politician.
If you're a mayor who consistently reduces the size of ordinances and the government within a city and lowers taxes, etc., then you're not being a politician. You're reducing this. You're reducing politics. How could you be a politician if you make politics smaller?
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously, by definition, you couldn't be a politician because you're reducing the amount of politics.
Yeah.
So that's good. But if you're a politician, you're enhancing the amount, which most are, then you're not working for God necessarily. Creating an alternative rule.
I think Soph should be president.
Well, I wish that was possible. But they would never elect a woman. They're too sexist.
No. What do you mean? Biden's going to die and Kamala's going to be president.
That's how they had to do it. They had to elect him first. No, never say that. Jeez. You shouldn't say that. Don't tell other people when I'm being sarcastic.
All right.
Nor tell other people when you're being sarcastic. Don't ever point it out to anybody.
Context, you know.
Well, they had to get Biden in to put Kamala in because not only was she a woman, but she was also black. The American
people right.
would never vote for that. They're way too.
She's a persecutor.
To do that.
Right. They did that with Obama. Biden, people forget that Biden was the one elected president, and then Biden died, and Obama became president, and now Biden's back. They resurrected him.
Oh, Biden? Wow. Oh, Biden. I never expected that.
Barack Biden. Baraka. Alerta G Baraka. Alright, I gotta write my verse for this. It's go time. Gabby should also write one to mathematics about being a chimp.
Frick! Alright, hold on, let me say my thing.
Who's in a wind tunnel? Image?
Lotus.
She's what?
Farting
no,
on her own mic right now.
I'm back home.
Oh, okay. There we go. It's good now.
There it is.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
Oh, there it is. Just wasn't sure.
Barack Obaden.
All right.
Anyway, what was I saying?
That you're gay?
Wow. Really uncalled for.
Aw. Really, Sophia?
Dang, well, my dog is retarded. I'm just looking at this picture of her again. Why does she sit like this? Purpose. What's the motive?
Come on.
Yeah, your dog's retarded, but you're the one looking at a picture of a dog and thinking, why does it sit like this? What is the purpose? And yes, it is.
Yes,
your dog.
Do you want to see the picture? This is unnatural.
What is the purpose of the dog sitting like this? I don't understand.
I don't understand. What do you mean my files are too powerful? I sent the same exact picture to Gabby. What the hell? Retarded.
Oh, she's sitting like that again. Are you still wondering about it?
Oh.
The doll.
It's like dog man spreading, but it's a female dog. She doesn't have a huge penis.
Is that a poodle mix of some sort?
Yeah, labradoodle.
It's Octomongolian.
Yeah, with schizophrenia.
A labradoodle schizophrenia.
I'm not joking. Serious? No, but she's like really strange. Only when we got the new puppy to realize how like insanely autistic she is, and I don't know why.
Grew up around you, anybody would be a.
It's in your water.
Autistic.
It's definitely in Soph's water specifically.
Dude, there's something crazy. I've noticed this for a long time now. There is something wrong with British water. They're putting something in it to make people trans. They have to be. They have to be. They have to be. It's impossible they're not.
What do you mean?
They're, the freaking amount of trans people from Britain is insane, dude.
How high is it? I didn't even know it's bad.
Oh, trans people in Britain.
And most of them are autistic.
Coincidence?
No, not a coincidence at all.
90% of gays are pedophiles. Source my computer.
Yeah.
Approximately 500,000 trans people in the UK. In the UK.
Man, Iggy's be crazy.
My baby there. It's like 0.7 of the population, and that's insane.
All right. Yeah. Let me know if I have to redo the chorus or not.
Oh, I gotta bring it in here. I'm retarded. I'll do that later. I gotta work on this verse right now.
Yeah. 0.75% of Britain is trans. There is something wrong. It's almost 1%, dude.
Almost as much as we have the gay community. Is it 2% American?
2% yeah, Americans are gay?
That's crazy. Freaking
crazy. That's something's wrong in the water, I'm telling you.
I'm drinking water right now. Don't tell me that.
What's in their tea?
Mom, did you put gay sex in my tea again? Oh. You gotta stop doing that, Mom.
Gay sex in the tea?
I did not stutter.
Actually, America.
Is that why the Boston Tea Party happened? They're like, y'all guys, this tea is turning the frogs gay.
Yeah, the Boston Tea Party, y'all had gay sex and tea. Became the Boston Tea Party. It was a real party. Everybody loved
Boston
it.
LGBT oh, yeah. Tea Party.
Wow, that's really rude. Ideas, doc.
Wait a minute, did you say LGBT
party?
Oh LGBT my. Party.
People have already invented that, but still. Although it's very small, so yeah, we invented it. Nobody cares. We might as well have invented it.
I really like Gabby's 3 secret tricks to scaring a spider. I keep looking at that when I come back to this document.
Three secret tricks? To do what?
To scare a spider?
Based on a real event.
Yeah, all these are real.
Sometimes it just be like that, you know?
Oh yeah, and I'm pretty sure Operation is free. The health thing offers it for free to get your weenus chopped.
What?
In Britain.
That's so stupid. Imagine you have to pay for that kind of thing.
Hold up one sec, my alarm.
The jokes are cringy, not going to lie. Well, I don't even blame
wow,
you.
Wow, that's so racist you would say that to a black man like me. I don't know why you'd say that to a black man like me.
Sorry about that.
Bruh, call me a centipede because I urinate 100 times a day.
That one is barely intelligible, I'll be honest.
I get it, it's just... Oh, that's so stupid.
My favorite game show, First to Poop Dies, winner gets AIDS.
If it has poop and AIDS in the same sentence, you know
oh
it's a winner.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'll start crying from the beauty.
Grelta Thongburger.
I take credit for that.
That's new.
Yeah, that's Victor's.
Yeah, 0.42. Okay, listen. UK, okay? The UK population, 66 million. US population, 328 million. Like, you see that these numbers are bad. This country with way more people has a smaller amount of trans people percent than a smaller country.
That's weird.
That's
$100,000 to $500,000. Okay, and 1.4 million adults identify as transgender in the United States. What? That's a lot. 1.4 million trans people?
I think a lot of it's not true.
Well, yeah, duh, none of it's true. All of it's mental illness.
Yeah, but even if it is with the context that it's mental illness, like, I mean, like, I bet a lot of people LARP, like, they're not actually trans, but they do it for the aesthetic.
I don't know. I don't think that's a thing that I've heard.
There's not really a line to be drawn. It's like, if you're pretending to have dysmorphia, you are mentally ill. If you have dysmorphia, you are mentally ill.
Yeah.
The ones with or without dysmorphia.
Those are some speech. I heard it was early on the page 10:15. Sure. Well, Centris.
The hell? I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. Hold on.
Even then.
Suddenly most the volume people are genuinely totally mentally changed. Ill. I used to have to have gain, like 90 decibel gain on this, and then that suddenly turned off. So I had to turn all those off. So sorry.
Your speaker's dead? Why are you listening to this on speaker? Penis! Yeah, hear that one for your mom.
Oh, penis for your mom? Heck yeah.
Yeah.
My headphones are fixed, I guess. What the hell?
Yes. You know what? Everyone listen to this on speakers, mom. And I'm gonna start screaming.
Oh my gosh, it's penis mom. No!
The amount of people who are pretending to be cool, really small. Really, really small.
Cool?
Yeah, and would they answer in a survey? About it? Identify as transgender. Like, that's not just people posting online. Guys, I'm trans. It's like, real people.
That's probably just adults, too. I don't know if they ask kids.
Yeah, it says specifically adults.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Then it's definitely not transgenders. That's not really a thing at all.
Good one. Epic, I love your one-liners. They're so good.
My one-liners? So are we talking Italian now?
What? No.
That's how we're gonna talk now?
No.
We're back
Dad,
to New Jersey.
No!
Yeah, okay. The UK has a proportionally, like, much higher level of trans people.
I just did the math. Mm-hmm. It has way higher.
Like, if we had the same rate, it'd be like, I don't know, 2.8 million in the US. But it's 1.4.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost double.
I don't know if all the trans people just travel there because they like it. It's very trans. British.
Sounds like we need to take a field trip to Britain.
British?
Terrible there.
British?
Full of Muslims. Like, you shouldn't care that much about, like,
sister's boyfriend is British.
My boyfriend's husband's wife is British.
Shoot.
That would kind of... Would that work?
My boyfriend's right on my husband's PC. That's so good. Wife.
Frick.
So it's a...
So the husband.
So it's a four-way relationship
already.
Has a
husband and a wife.
My boyfriend's husband's wife. It's a four-way relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend's husband's wife is actually British.
Also, my son.
Is that something we'll just whip out in conversation when someone says something? So you're like, oh yeah, my boyfriend's husband's wife is that thing.
He's also my son.
My boyfriend's husband's son's wife. is British.
Yeah, my boyfriend's son's wife. Wait.
Wait.
Fuck you.
No, that could hypothetically out. Work. If your boyfriend was an could old it? Man.
My boyfriend would have to be an old True. Man, though.
My boyfriend's son's wife. I'm married to the son, and the dad is my boyfriend?
Yeah, I'm not doing very well.
My head hurts.
This is like algebra. This is like gay algebra. Is it, oh my god.
Algebra.
It's exactly like pre-algebra. This More sucks. Like
algebra!
I just said that. You stole it from me. I cannot believe you've
no.
done this.
No, what?
I can't believe you've done this.
I can't believe you've done this. That's British. That's Britain in a nutshell. That's it. Is
oh, almost said it.
Trigonometry and algebra.
The two things I have a degree on.
PhD in trigonometry.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You shouldn't measure things by how it is on the big cities. They're always the same. All big cities are part of the same. The wider country of hell, the hell diaspora. The actual country is where there are no big cities.
Those are femboys.
Ugh, I hate those.
Rosen.
So nasty.
So
nasty.
Nobody likes them. It drives me
nasty. That's disgusting.
Oh.
So nasty. Nasty. Disgusting. Nasty. Can't believe you've done this. what was I saying though? Why the penis jokes? I'm bemused. Have you missed out the past 1,000,000,000 days?
It's yeah, like been like this everything. For 2 million years.
No. We're older than Hinduism
British
at this point.
Soph. My name's Millie Bobby Brown and I'm dating Matty Braps. Because he's very sexy. And he braps a lot.
Well, that was sort of implied in the sexy part.
Duh, how could it be sexy if you don't brap all the time? Ugh! Sorry, jacking off a little bit.
Dude, what a penis waster. That's... I don't know how many people in Censored are the way that normal conservatives are, that they're fine with you insofar as
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure if they're like Ben Shapiro, they just get really like irritated at us.
But that's fine. That's like a normal amount. Nothing's gonna like. No one's gonna. I don't think there'll be any turmoil.
They won't stop making penis
Wait,
jokes.
So how did you?
Oh.
Turmoil.
How did you find out? Did you email Gavin or something?
Ray Aguiar, the guy who works for Gavin, told Sophia.
Hmm.
Going to be type rap? Wait, is that real?
Abby Shapiro got a breast reduction? Wow.
It
is sad.
Why would she do that? Everyone loved her tits.
Yeah, I'm really stressed out right now. Yeah. My wife probably has to get a breast reduction surgery and a butt reduction
surgery.
Yeah,
I'm serious.
And her face deamplification surgery.
Oh!
My girlfriend does want to get a face, not
she's
face.
Too hot.
a breast reduction, because it actually is not good for your back.
That's true.
And posture. And also, it's annoying.
Not yeah, big boobs. I wish.
Dude, you remember your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Big boobs. You remember your mom farting, right, Abby? Gabby?
Yeah. What?
Yes. Yes. That's good. Don't ever forget it.
My mom has the loudest braps. It is crazy, man.
Well, that's your autobiography title.
But she's
right
like
now.
She weighs 2 pounds. What kind of cheeks?
I don't even know.
To make that
insane
happen.
Insane burger.
I think it's because they're like saggy. Like she doesn't like have a butt sort of thing. Like they're so saggy she doesn't have a butt. So like when she farts, it like there's like a lot of physics going on, you know?
A lot of physics.
Yeah.
Yo, you remember that time your mom farted, right? Good. Don't ever forget it.
Yeah, she would do it like in front of my friends, like whenever they like come over. She, like,
Gavin
like
McGinnis
that.
Is a crypto Jew, and why did he kiss Milo Yiannopoulos? Wow, oh my god, I did not know this information. I am about to quit and lose
I'm
all my money.
I'm about to quit my job.
I'm about to quit.
I about to quit.
My boss is not based enough. I think I'm gonna go kill myself.
Like you're gonna be that you're gonna be that base and red pilled. Okay, did your dad and mom have sex before marriage? Are you gonna kill yourself now?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely kill myself. Frick! Why do they do that? I'm gonna be damned to hell. I can't do it. It sucks being based.
I'm gonna be based in hell. Based in hell pilled. Crypto Jew. Well, he is Scottish, so I guess he is a crypto Jew.
Crypto? Question mark? Crypto?
Is that all you think about all the time?
Cryptocurrency. No, that's something.
Well, why use this platform? Because it's good. It works very well.
Does that answer your question? The Bitcoin I can afford. Don't tempt me.
Cryptocurrency?
I already bought all the Bitcoin I can afford. Don't tempt me.
I already bought all the Cryptcoin.
But he's a crypto Jew. And so what? I don't hate all Jewish people. Like Seinfeld.
I'm lying.
Never mind, I hate them.
But if I put Jew next to something else, he's bad. Like, come on. He's some sort of Jew. That's not good.
He's Catholic and he's Irish. So I guess he's worse than Jews.
Yeah.
That's the catch, by the way. I was going to tell you, I forgot about this. All Scottish people are actually Irish. Scottish people who aren't Irish, they're not Scottish. That's what I'll tell you. Necessarily. They have to be Irish. They have to be. That's what Scots have to be. There is no Scottish DNA.
Oh! Dang, son. Where'd you find this? Sorry. Oh, that's crazy.
You became black?
Channel the black side.
It's
gotta
it's
do the ritual watermelon
Jew?
Eating. Watermelon consumption.
All Italians are secretly Jews. I don't know what it is with Italians, honestly, because they're like top two or top one people on earth. But they look like Jews. They're like anti-Jews. They look like Jews, but they're good. They're the good Jews.
Yay! Face.
Beneficial racism, by the way, Lotus. I am pro-Italian.
You are?
Yes.
Woohoo!
I do think that there's something that makes them genetically the coolest and greatest.
Are you for real? Thank you. I thought you hated, like, anything that is, like, kind of like a second-hand white person.
No, that's really not me.
Second-hand?
We're like not real white people. We're kind of white. We're kind of not. You know what I'm saying?
No. This is the only whiteness I have.
Scandinavians are like just
home. Wait. I do believe, from what I'm reading from this guy, he does seem like he had a low IQ. So what? His Proud Boys or gay boys or whatever the hell. Whoever says boys is an insult. That's not even clever. Yeah, Sophia more like so gay, homosexual. That's your last name too.
I'm gonna end it all right now. Revlons doesn't make any sense because rainbows are not arches.
Every time. I can't handle that. I'm gonna go vomit. And yeah. And Italians.
Yeah, they're pretty nasty. No, they like Italians.
They had a bunch of like, they had a bunch of cool stuff, but man, I'm gonna straight up diarrhea everywhere.
I do think they look good.
Nah.
No.
What's his name? De Niro. Young De Niro was good looking.
That's the thing, though. That's because he didn't look Italian.
He did, dude. He definitely
nah,
did.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, he looks Italian.
That's the thing, like with what's that guy's name? Dean Martin. Yeah.
Yeah, they age really poorly. The same way with
look
Jewish
at
people,
Dean
their noses
he's
just
sort of the prototypical.
And their ears go back.
No, don't tell me that. And their, don't tell me
prototypical
that.
Italian paisan. Who ages well though? Nobody.
Asians. Asian don't raisin.
Old Asian. I don't think they do. I don't know. They look like they're dead. They look like mummies. Have you seen how they look when they're old?
Yeah, I live here.
Dude, they look like they're mummies.
I look pretty good over here. Oh, that's terrible. She must be like 100.
She doesn't look that old. Like, if you see the way
looks
her face is
100.
Marked. She is definitely not 100. She's probably 80.
Yeah, that's really, I mean, like, 40s, 50s, not like 100 billion. Everyone looks bad at 100 billion. But the second Italian people get to 40, their faces explode and their heads, like, go backward.
Oh, God.
Well, give me an example of this, please.
Man. Are the people on Sopranos actually Italian or Jewish?
They all look insane. I think most of them are Italian.
They're Italian.
Yeah. Oh my god, Swagapino moment.
If their actors are Jewish.
This guy is from Singapore and he's 50 years old.
We're Singapore again? It's not that far, right?
Swagapino's supremacy. I take it back. I don't like Italians. I like Swagapinos above all other races. Sorry. Unfortunately.
Going to the BRB, going to the Swagapines.
There's no way he's 50.
Okay, 50. Give me an example of a 50-year-old Italian person. Because Joe Rogan's 50 and he's Italian.
He's 50?
Yeah, 50-something.
That's pretty good. Really? Wow. He looks young.
Joseph James Rogan. He's from New Jersey. He's incredibly Italian.
Jersey. What do you think about Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan? He's my favorite Chinese actor.
Joe Rogan?
I was not getting
it. Strange. What's with the pinhead thing?
The pinhead. Who you calling pinhead? I'm sorry.
Wow. I don't know. He doesn't have a pinhead. He has a round head. He has a huge head, actually.
Yeah, he has a gigantic head, but some of it looks like the top of his head is like smaller. It's funny looking.
These Maddie B type beats aren't that good, like at all.
Swagapino.
Okay, let me find another 50-year-old Italian man.
Oh no, I'm falling asleep.
You're falling asleep? I'm falling in love with this Swagapino. Dang, he's really different. Like, female hormones be like.
I don't know. Gotta go to the other to check this out. Who, like, I don't know. To me, I don't care. Okay. My Italian ancestry don't have enough money to buy gold. Bloomberg says the world economy is gonna crash. Okay, then buy Bitcoin.
Search inside my purse to buy something worthless. 99 problems all gone in that one joint. And that gold froze like he held it at gunpoint. I'm a bubble in the bed.
You're gonna make laws getting rid of Bitcoin? Okay, how? Please tell me how.
How are they gonna stop me? That's the real question.
Because a lot of, well, yeah, most of the big holdings are hardware.
Yeah.
Doi.
What, are you gonna take the sites down?
They're gonna collect all the USB drives or whatever.
Yeah, they're gonna go around collecting all the USB drives, and they'll. How are they gonna find everybody? How would they
the
even
fractions of USB
that? How would they like? Is it traceable? It's not. They can't know like, oh, here's Bitcoin. This is the guy that owns it. They don't. They can't know that, can they?
No.
From what I
nobody
know,
nobody knows who Satoshi really is.
Yeah, like they can know that transactions are taking place and that there is Bitcoin out there, but they don't know. They cannot know who owns those. That is untraceable.
Yeah, it's anonymous.
So they can't do anything about it. And if they make it illegal, the demand will go up and it'll become more valuable faster.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what they don't want, which is the entire reason they would make it illegal in the first place. It's because it's too valuable. You're not allowed to make money. Everybody has to suffer during the crisis or whatever.
Yeah. Otherwise, it won't be remembered as a crisis if people are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want, control of history. No, you can't do fine. You gotta die.
Bitcoin don't work without electricity. Let's ban electricity.
What are yeah, they're gonna, do? Gonna shut down like... all sources of electricity. No more electricity for society to get rid of Bitcoin.
The only thing they can do is like shut down sites that host trading and, you know, wallets, etc. But then again,
it would be the same as piracy in that case, which is every 5 seconds a new site pops up or whatever.
It's impossible to stop it. What are you gonna do? EMP the world? Good luck. How would they keep the videos of the other ones molesting children be spread in the case of defect? They couldn't do that. They can't afford that. Yeah, especially with like not all of those sites are based in U.S. soil. Anything about it? What are they gonna do? Make ISPs forbid all traffic to Bitcoin sites? VPNs? How are they even gonna do that, man? They're retarded. That's stupid. That's such a stupid idea. It's never gonna happen.
All right, something that is much more egregious to them, which is stuff like the Silk Road. Was like easy to keep up.
Went down, comes back up next day, no problem. There's a billion of them. They can't stop them. I don't really know, cause I sort of think like it's already happening. and it has been happening for a long while, the most ridiculous thing of all time, which is forbidding drugs. It's so not effective, and they keep doing
it's so not effective, and all it does is kill people and put people in prison.
They did that with alcohol, and it created this huge problem, and then they stopped, and everything went back to normal.
The only reason cartels can exist is because it's illegal. And that's what causes all the people to die and, like, whatever.
And then, that was ridiculous. Forbidding alcohol. Imagine it's illegal to drink beer. Imagine that. Yeah, it happened, and it's still happening with weed. Weed. That's the gayest thing of all time. It doesn't kill anybody. It's just gay, and it's forbidden. It's literally illegal to grow weed and sell weed. You know, a bunch of places, you gotta be legalized, you gotta get a license. That's ridiculous. And it's happening, and we treat it as normal. Like, that even works. People are smoking even more weed. Makes people gay. Yeah, exactly. It's not as dangerous as alcohol, and it's...
Yeah, I mean, how much weed does it take to, like, decimate your lungs versus how much alcohol it takes to, like, ruin everything else? You know, like, drop an atomic bomb on your liver or whatever. I don't know, it seems comparable. It seems very comparable.
I don't want to get into the argument of which is worse, alcohol versus weed. That seems like a very epic rap battle thing that I can't do right now. But
yeah, that's nice, because once weed is legal, they're gonna tax all weed transactions.
They're already doing that. Aren't they doing that in Colorado?
Yeah, it's, yep.
That's what they're doing. That's literally what they're doing. Oh, it's taxable, so now it's helping the state grow and more roads.
It's stimulating the prostate of the economy. Smoke weed. Taxes.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna build schools with the weed money.
That is the funniest thing, because that is literally what is gonna happen.
It's like the worst. You say that as if it was a good thing. You're gonna build schools with weed money? That's the worst.
You're building more schools, and it's with weed money.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, you know, go green, recycle, and smoke weed for tax money for schools, for the teachers and the labor unions. Something like that.
To rape your kids. Yeah. Weed money to rape your kids.
Yes, we tax the weed that you smoke so we can rape your kids. That is the world.
LGBT schools of weed money. Yeah, and that's a thing still. That's like a thing that cops and politicians take seriously and treat it as law. Like, I've never done drugs. Obviously, that's all retarded and gay and homosexual, but making it illegal is so ridiculous. It's such a pinhead idea. It's so retarded. How are you going to do that? How would you do that?
How you would enforce it is the question.
How are you going to enforce it?
They can make it illegal to be alive. They could probably enforce it too. It's actually easier to do that than to, like, enforce not using Bitcoin. You just drop a nuclear warhead.
It's illegal to fart.
It's illegal to fart. You better not be farting.
If I hear a single fart, I'm coming up there.
I'm coming. Yeah, it's just the police 24/7 at your door, just like on guard. Hey, if I hear a fart, I'm coming up there.
How would you even go about doing that? That's so ridiculous. And it's real. And it's real. That's the funniest part. Look how they massacred my boy.
No one farts in the hood.
Hey.
Yeah, that's true.
No tub grilling. And no having diarrhea either. You filthy animal.
Hold it in.
No holding it in either. If you even have diarrhea, you're going to jail. even if you're storing it in your butt. You violated my butt. Stop
going
right there, criminals come.
Yeah, old Marlon Brando was also Italian. He looks all right. He's an old man. Let me see whom else. One thing about Italians is that they bald a lot.
Yes.
Oh, Frick, I'm gonna bald?
Not
you're part Italian?
Yes, very much so.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Yeah, De Niro. He looks... He doesn't look awful. The problem is that he's insane.
Mm-hmm. F. Trump!
Yeah.
He got the Medal of Honor for that one.
Scorsese. Let me look at Scorsese's always been a very funny looking guy. He's a small, tiny dude.
Oh, gosh. Man.
It's so horrible.
Yeah, this is the type of person that makes me go, like, fart and want to die when I look at their face. Ugh, gosh.
You talking about?
Scorsese.
Yeah, he's a very funny looking dude.
He's my height. Though. What the hell?
Even when he was a young dude, he's always been hilarious.
Oh, basically. Gosh. Why does, like, this nose inflation happen? The old people. His nose got twice bigger.
Yeah, noses and ears keep growing.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, well.
And my ears? Oh, I'm gonna look like a monkey when I'm done.
Data on inbreeding in several contemporary human populations are compared, showing the highest local rates of inbreeding to be in Brazil, Japan, India, and Israel. Wow, I'm nice.
Oh, Israel, duh. Brazil?
Israel, duh. India, duh.
Is that because, like, Japan? Black people, like, bang their cousins or whatever?
Yeah, that is true, actually. There are these nexus, the nexi of black people.
Nexuses?
And they're all banging each other's cousins all the time.
But why wouldn't that be? Well, I guess Africa, you're not allowed to do any sort of genetic research.
Yeah, not
Brazil.
Ever, because, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Nobody knows where Brazil is, exactly. That's, I like that. I like that nobody knows.
Man.
Japan, I sort of get. It's sort of inevitable, the size of that country. India,
Japan is sort of surprising, but isn't that because they have this... is this like arranged marriage thing? Because I know both India and Japan do that. Like, there's a very, like, subsex of very strict cultures and stuff like that.
Hmm. Yeah, also because it's really small and very xenophobic, so...
Which yeah. Is good. Is India xenophobic?
But India is just retarded.
India is huge, so yeah, they just poo in the street and bang each other.
Unfortunately,
a billion people, and they can't find any genetic diversity.
Okay, buddy, gonna bang my cousin now.
It is sort of strange how they look like white people just with, like, brown skin.
Yeah, which makes me think white people are ugly. On average.
Yeah.
Which is the best average looking ethnicity?
I feel like everyone looks retarded on average. That's just humanity.
Yeah, but compare average to average. Who's the best looking?
Well, I have no idea because I have no idea how to discern, like, who is attractive in other ethnicities.
Yeah, I forgot.
Especially among Asians, asexual. I think it's like not being able to discern faces thing. They all look the same.
Hmm.
it's so bad that you cannot discern whether other races are attractive or not because you don't even consider them human.
Yeah, I'm like, hmm. This Asian woman looks pretty like, soulless, huh. I guess. She's hot.
What is the metric? Because they don't look like human to me. I don't know what metrics to use.
Yeah.
You see white people think, oh, I get this, how this thing, this characteristic looks. What is the average? Because if I have no average and I look at Asian people and think, yeah, Britta looks pretty good, except that her eyes are all types of retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she's Asian. Well,
like,
how
if
does
you
that
look
matter?
At, the like Japanese hosts, they all look like retarded, but this is like they're supposed to be like attractive.
Or,
I guess it's because they're trying to look like anime characters. I think it's
look at this black person. Yeah, I don't know. They have huge noses and their ears are weird and like monkeys.
Yeah, like inevitably
also
it becomes
black.
The most
What's
attractive.
Up with that?
The most attractive people in other ethnicities are the ones that look like the whitest.
Yeah.
It's like like very dark skinned African girls that have like white woman facial features.
Yeah.
Jewish women from New York are like bye, I have to take a phone call. I feel like they're gonna kill me all. They're gonna kill me and take my penis, even though I don't have one. Like
yeah,
castration, anxiety.
That is what they do. What is the thing that you said about Biden? Like a finger trap, whatever.
The Venus clap trap.
Yeah, that's what they are. The Venus clap trap.
Oh yeah, they're the real ones.
That's funny.
The ones with the sort of hawk. Please don't take my balls. Leave my balls alone.
Yeah, that's like, oh, look at this black person. What? Why are they black?
Yes, exactly.
You show me a person and it's like, okay, yeah, looks all right. Why are they black though?
JB, pull up a picture of Gabby's mom.
I have never seen
that. No, I'm Jamie too.
I didn't see
that
again.
I'm Jamie too. This sucks. I'm never Joe Rogan.
Oh, frick. All right, hold on.
If that's the metric, then yeah. Then why are their skin so black?
But like
it's
my
weird.
Mom is like different. Like she's
it's like if someone
like,
had purple skin. Like blue skin. Yeah, all right. But why does she have an illness that makes her skin blue? Lotus,
see, like,
give
this
us your
is
thoughts.
Just a black, this is a white what? Woman with like black skin. That's where I would kind of big lips.
Skin, dude. Wow, that's your mom, Gabby? Nice.
No.
Yo,
no.
I wish. No. I mean,
yeah,
I see you later.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What the?
Goes off the call.
What, you want to repeat yourself? What?
I think the noses are the craziest thing.
Like, okay, Sophia, you've traveled all throughout Europe, right?
Yeah, when I was like,
okay,
10,
give us off
like
top.
That.
Off top, give us the idea of who, what is the best looking ethnicity group of Europeans? Because that's basically what we're comparing here.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to anybody. I can't
like
remember.
The ones that look less retarded. Because, like, I've seen Scandinavians, and they look very distorted.
Yeah, Finnish people look retarded. I don't know about other Scandinavians.
Scandinavians in general look retarded.
I don't know. Some... Maybe I'm partial to Slavic people. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Slavic people...
Like, they can either look really retarded or really good.
Yeah, it's more extreme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Either they look...
Absolutely
like bizarre, like from another world, or they look like they're characters from a video game.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Lotus? What do you think?
About Black people.
The best looking ethnicity on the world.
Not black people. I'll tell you that much.
Best looking ethnicity. How could I say that?
Like, of any kind.
I find everybody kind of ugly. Like, nobody looks that great to me, in my opinion. Like, even the models, they just don't look that good to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, but the ones that you have the most affinity for. I go for Italians easy.
Same here, thanks. But I think that's like an actual blood thing.
Yeah. No, stop. Are you just trying to flatter me?
No. No, because I have proof. I have a marriage license that I love Italians. Now.
Oh, is
I can prove it. What? Yeah, like 25%, I believe.
Are you serious? That's so cool.
No, I feel like Nordic people are like kind of average a lot. There are like three that are like, whoa.
Pretty much. That's
and, but like, there's not a lot that are like, ugh. They're just sort of average. I'm one of the three retarded looking.
The thing about Nordics is that they get away with a lot because they grow good beards.
Yeah, they grow good beards. They have blonde hair and blue eyes. Which most people
but they're
are
actually normal
towards.
Looking for the most part. They look like PewDiePie. Mm-hmm. And PewDiePie doesn't look like a guy or a man. He looks like my childhood friend. I don't think of him in any other way.
Hmm.
Also because I'm not gay. But in the case that I was, I wouldn't think of that. Like, he looks like a friendly guy. He doesn't look like a man. That's what Nordics look like to me. Friendly guys.
Yeah, they're all my dad goobers.
Exactly. That's how you can see it in their eyes, and they're like, they have a lot of grease on their.
Well, because all of Finland has autism. I know that.
Dude. Okay. Wait. What? How does your grandma look better than your mom?
See, that's what I'm
saying. I know,
that's
dude.
What I'm saying,
like, my grandma just like she's what's it called? She's a player.
What quickly. Are you?
Yes.
What?
My grandma is a what player.
A player?
Yeah. I'm not lying.
A PUBG player?
No. Like, she can get guys if she wants to, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's a
grandma.
Yeah,
she's a guild.
She's a guild. Black lady.
She sounds like that, but like it's very like authentic. It's so good. I love her voice. It's hilarious. She says anything, I start laughing.
And hey, your mom, what happened?
Well, how first did your mom look
grandma
like that?
Bang, dude.
What does your Sadie? Grandpa
like,
look like?
Pounds.
Did your grandma bang Ruth Bader Ginsburg to have your mom?
Like, my Sims characters look more normal than your mother in real life.
She looks like a Wyatt Man cartoon.
I don't know if I'd be able to make her. I don't think you can do like lip nose combination like that.
And then you have to.
Can we get another one, Jamie?
Oh my, another one? I don't think I have another picture of my mom.
Oh, of course you do. Come on.
Of course I do.
Yes, that. But like the cheeks aren't round; they like come in, like she's a e-boy or something.
Yeah, that's the
yes,
thing about.
Yes, because she's anorexic.
Her face is too big for her head. Is what I'm saying here.
So we got Italians, aww. Slavic, and Lotus. What's your pick again?
Nobody. Everyone's ugly.
Nah. You must have some affinity, a higher affinity for a certain group of people.
I don't know, like, just not, like, I don't know, because everybody has their good-looking people and ugly-ass people.
No, not good-looking. I'm not, the one you have affinity for, you see them, you think, oh, cool, they're X, they're Slavic, they're Italian.
I don't know, like, I really,
Japanese?
I never really thought, no, Japanese are so beta, the guys, I just can't like that. They don't have
I wouldn't alpha. Say that. I would say that's very not true.
That's so true.
I would
have
say that's recent. It'd probably be recent.
I would say that's very recent and also very superficial. I think Japanese women
can't make eye contact. They're super shy, like super like embarrassed unless they're like from Osaka. Osaka's like the one place that they're like, and that would just be like Joji, maybe like a mixed race, like half Hapa, like half Asian, half white.
That's so the worst. That's Elliot Rodger. That makes me want to kill myself.
Elliot Rodgers is Asian.
Yeah, they're good looking Hapas. I feel like they always look really strange. Bug.
That's why I like them, because they look weird. I don't like conventional beauty. I like kind of.
Oh,
beauty.
So you mean Markiplier? So you're telling me you want to bang Markiplier. Okay, no. Let me text that to your mom. No.
I'm saying Joji. I just mean Joji.
Well, you mean
Markiplier. I feel like I know what Lotus is talking about, but I suspect it to be like a very recent cultural development.
Yeah, that's sort of too specific. And,
well, that's like, because...
Like, you could say that about white men, too. Like, yeah, all men are betas now. That's universal.
Thing.
That's just modernity.
But we're talking about like a race or ethnicity you have an affinity for. You see them and you identify with them. Let's say you're watching a boxing match and you see a guy that is that ethnicity, you're going to root for him always.
I don't think I have. I really don't. I don't think I have that. Like, where there's just one group that I'm like, yeah, that's the group. I'm not trying to be right or anything. I don't know why.
For me, it's Italians, Irish, Slavic. That's the order.
Yeah, Slavs and MMA is quite funny.
They're very cool.
They're either like huge blackhead or like kind of tiny.
Yeah. And Italians and Irish dominate boxing too. The only undefeated heavyweight ever being an Italian dude, and Muhammad Ali being half Irish, pretty much. I think he was 1/4 Irish actually. And Tyson Fury is Irish, gypsy Irish. For some reason,
dirty,
I imagine
homeless,
Slavs
drunk
is dirty,
people.
Homeless,
yeah,
drunk
that's
people.
True.
You're right. You're
that's
right.
What's
for
so
once.
Awesome.
For once, they're Norwegian.
It's like the Charles Small Warrior build. It's really funny, man. Some of them have really funny faces, like Nurmagomedov. Man, but he's like Muslim too. He's really homo. They look like monkeys. Yeah.
Disney's Aladdin.
Estonians, yeah, but there's so few of them. It's a very tiny like.
No, I don't look like that. Although that is the look, though. I'll be pretty Swagapino if I look like that. Indians and Swagapinos, they almost could look like each other. Very close.
Nick, are you Brazilian? Like, full Brazilian? Or what is your race?
Depends on what you mean by Brazilian.
Haven't you seen pictures? Yeah, aren't you a quarter native Brazilian? And then
a
rest is German?
I think an eighth. I think an eighth native Brazilian, and then mostly German.
Wasn't your dad like half black, half native Brazilian?
No. No, you confuse the things. My grandma had like three husbands. One of them was, she was pretty much Obama's mom. She had, one of them was black, one of them was native Brazilian, and one of them was white. And my dad came from the half native Brazilian guy.
Well, whatever you are, I like the way that you look. No homo.
Confusion.
Yeah, that's almost
right.
Slavic. I've seen it on the chart, like the average faces of each part. I almost look Slavic. I'm Ponted, I think.
Oh, the, like the phenotype thing?
Yeah. Mediterranean variant found in Eastern Europe. That's what I look like. Ponted.
You look neat.
Which is, I didn't know it was Eastern Europe, but it is. Yeah. I thought it was just nearby. It is actually in Eastern Europe. The Ponted race. Balkans, Ukraine, Belarus, Russia, Lithuania, Poland, Czech Republic, Hungary, Turkey, and Slovakia. I guess this is the face you develop when you're like 1/8 Mongoloid or something. And I'm 1/8 Indian, which is the same thing as the Mongoloids. So, not Indian, Native American.
Yeah, North Ponted. Pretty soon.
Because East Asians and Native Americans are, in a lot of ways, are the same race. So the fact that I'm 1/8 that makes me look like Eastern European when they are like almost all slightly Mongoloid. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, this is funny. This is pretty accurate, actually.
Yeah.
Rick, hold on. Not letting me send it.
Who's not beta, though? That's what I was going to ask you. Lotus.
What do you mean by that? Like,
what is a group? Yeah, a group that is not beta. Or masculine.
Germans, Russians.
I don't think Germans. I think Russians, yeah, but not Germans.
Not Germans? They seem pretty masculine. Oh, Australians are, like, pretty alpha. Australians,
that is a good point. Australians, yeah. Yes.
Irish,
black people.
Irish, yeah. Actually, the reason black people act the way they do, the reason why American blacks are violent is because of the Irish.
What?
The reason black people who were
American no, I heard blacks, you. I mean, I don't get what you say. How?
When they weren't slaves anymore, they were basically put together with the white slaves, the Irish, that were white slaves. And the Irish, the black people never had any culture, basically. They just were in huts, villages, etc. They never had, like anything other than that. But the Irish did. Like, you see this till today. Whenever, like, cargo cults, the British planes land in some secluded island full of black people, the planes leave, and they start imitating the Brits, dressing the same way, creating planes out of, like, pieces of wood, etc. That's what they do. So the blacks met the Irish, and the Irish were—they cursed a lot. They spoke. You hear Irish people speaking, like Americans in general, all sound more Irish than they sound British, because of the way they say "ours." And also, the black people—they have some British aspects to the way that they speak. I don't know if you like the vanishing of "ours" when it's near. They don't say "door," they say "doe," for example. That's a British thing, which came from the Irish, that they were in close quarters with for some time. And the Irish were very violent too. They were drunks and they were violent. And black men became like that because of it.
That's a Finnish phenotype right there. Looks like Eastern European Chinese. Something seriously wrong. With Finnish people? I don't know.
Finnish people? That guy looked like he's melting.
Yeah. He looks Slavic. And Slavics are like Chinese, Mongolian.
Why is everybody Chinese?
Oh no. Let's not go there.
Maybe. I may be part
Chinese. I don't want to find the answer.
Yeah, that's the thing about the world. Most of the people on it are Han Chinese. They are the majority of the world.
Okay, yeah, I just look Eastern European.
Does it ever get old talking about Eurasian recent politics? No, it's actually very fun.
My ancestor. Ooh, I'm a black man. Pulling up in that new toy, the wrist on that boy, rock star like Pink Floyd.
waving at rude boy. I'm waving at you, boy. Ran off on the plug too, like true goy. Imagine me, dude, boy. You can never do what I do, boy. Still ducking shit that I did, boy. Niggas in Paris for a hit, boy. These ain't the same type of hits, boy. Shit can get litter than lit, boy. You don't take these type of risks, boy.
Okay, that's you.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Your numbers don't add up on the board.
What's the name
of that? East Europid.
Wow. We had Gabby, what's your makeup? What's your racial makeup?
Yeah, go on humanphenotypes.net and find the one that looks most like you.
Ah! Oh, sorry. I was just stretching.
Is there like a light-skinned?
Good for nothing trifling black son of a gun. That's your phenotype. Stupid old black person, that's the phenotype.
Yeah, look at this. They all have like moon face. Why must I be relinquished to this destiny? Just square headed. Identical. Well, the strange thing is that, yeah, my mom is Ukrainian, but I don't look like her at all. I look like my dad, and my dad is Finnish, 100%. So, Finnish people just look Eastern European, which is true.
Homo Negrito? Sounds like... No,
right. Homo Negro! This is my phenotype.
Homo Negro. Okay, I gotta go. See, I'll see you guys in the next one.
Alright. African Negrito, bombooted, coid, Congo golid. Man, these are funny sounding. I gotta go too.
All right, you're searching for mine.
Let us know the results. Peace out.